agenda item 5 and takes us to next up, agenda item 6. That is PR 2019-002765, minor plat 2025-00009, which is a request for preliminary final plat, VAC 2025-004-05-06-07-08-09-010-011-012-013, which are all requests for vacations of public easement. Submitted by Ryan Mulhall as agent for Red Shamrock 4, Joshua Skarsgård, who requests the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of lots tracks 8B, 9A, 9C, 8C, and 8, Coors Pavilion, which is zoned NRC, and located at 5801 St. Joseph's Drive between Coors Boulevard and Atrisco Drive Northwest, containing approximately 13.047 acres. Mr. Mulhall here?
Yes, good morning. Again, this is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys, Inc. Address PO Box 44414, Rio Ranch, New Mexico, 87174, serving as agent.
Thank you, Mr. Mulhall. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do swear.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir, if you please talk us through these.
Okay, so our client is currently taking the property through a site plan application, kind of in parallel with this platting action. What this platting action does is essentially reverses a 2021 action that kind of carved these up into the 5 pieces. And so we're looking to consolidate it into one coherent lot 8A1. We're also vacating a number of public and private easements, as well as kind of portions of ones that kind of have stuff to remain. And so, you know, the majority of those are located along a sort of drive aisle access that will no longer be necessary given the elimination of the lots. So a lot of those easements are tied to that, and kind of the removal of the, you know, barrier of these sort of interstitial lot lines. So do have an approved IIA, approved and recorded IIA in the record. And then our site plan colleagues have worked to amend that to kind of meet the current needs with sort of an updated infrastructure list that provides less distances and stuff than the approved IIA. So we believe that we're in good shape on that side of things. And so kind of with that introduction, we await comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mulhall. Let's go to Jay Rodenbeck. Would you please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir.
Hi, Ryan. This is Jay. I just want to confirm that infrastructure list is going to be tied to the site plan, correct?
This for Ryan with Cartesian, that's correct. That was our intent here.
So yeah, I just want to make that clear on the record.
Thank you.
So that you're not sure it's really.
Thank you. Let's see. At this time, let's go ahead and see if there's any public comment on this item. Again, this is agenda item 6. It's a request for preliminary plat and multiple vacations of public easement at 5801 St. Joseph's. Please raise your hand if you'd like to speak on that matter. Let's see. I see a Francisco Hernandez with a hand raised. Are you there?
Oh, yep. Hi. Sorry. I just wanted to provide some clarification, or I think I have to swear it, right?
Yeah. Would you please state your full name and mailing address for the record?
Francisco Hernandez, mailing address 4525 Kamloops Avenue, San Diego, California, 92117.
Thank you. And please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I just wanted to provide some context, as I am the engineer of record working on the site plan DFT. For the infrastructure list, the only outstanding item that I guess we're waiting on that aspect is just for the availability statement and just updating some of those items based on that. But once that is completed, which it should be coming soon, then we will have the full completed infrastructure list, which we're doing an amendment to an existing one that is expiring at the end of May.
Okay, great. Thanks for that information. Let's see, is there anyone else who would like to provide co public comment? I guess technically, Mr. Hernandez wasn't public comment, but is there anyone who'd like to provide public comment on this item? This is agenda item 6. Looking through, and I don't see anyone else indicating they'd like to speak. Last call for public comment on agenda item 6. Okay, Mr. Mulhall, Mr. Hernandez, doesn't appear that there's any public comment, and so we'll go ahead and proceed to the DFT, specialty members for their respective comments, beginning first with the Water Authority, Mr. David Gutierrez. Are you there?
I am.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, the Water Authority has no objection to any of the proposed vacation or the proposed plat. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. That takes us to hydrology. Mr. Tiquan Chen, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Hydrology. Hydrology has no objections to either the plat action or the application requests. That's all from hydrology. Thank you.
Mr. Chen, for some reason your mic volume went way down and I couldn't hear you. Would you mind repeating that?
Sure.
Oh, that's much
Tiquan Chen.
better. Thank
All
you,
right,
sir.
sorry. Yeah. Tiquan Chen, hydrology. Hydrology has no objection to the plating action and neither to the plating action or to the vacationing requests. That's all from hydrology. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next up is transportation. Ernest Armijo, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Transportation has no objection to the plat or vacation.
Thank you. And next up is code enforcement. Is that Jacob Boylan?
Yes, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Code enforcement has no comments and no objections on this matter.
Thank you. And that takes us to Parks and Recreation. Ms. Hannah Alec, are you there? Thank you. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth? Oh, it looks like you're on mute there.
Sorry about that. Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Parks and Recreation has no objections to the requested actions. Thank you.
Thank you. That takes us to the planning department comments. Who'll be delivering those today?
I will be Mr. Announcer.
Thank you. Mr. Robert Webb, please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
This is Robert Webb with planning. There was no other outstanding items that we had for this request. Excuse me, we just had some of our standard conditions that I'll add to the chat. And we just want to make sure that all of the final documents that are submitted, when we get those final copies, the ones are all sealed and signed by the design professional licensed in the state of New Mexico. And the applicant did provide sufficient justification for all the vacation actions as well.
Thank you, Mr. Webb. Let's see. Let's go to Mr. Rodenbeck. He has his hand raised.
Hey, Robert, this is Jay. Could you please go through those justification criteria that you noted in your memo for those
Sure.
vacations? It may take a little bit of time, but it's good to have on the
Yeah,
record.
that is no problem. So let's see. So the existing private access and surface drainage easement, number one, the existing private drainage easement was granted as part of the management, the originally planned drainage pond in the northwest of the site, with greater development and overall Coors Pavilion area. The ponding and drainage is being redefined, and some of the area originally used for access and surface drainage will become part of the pond. We now request vacating portions of it as part of the platting action on these properties. And per section 66M3A, the public welfare does not require the easement to be retained since the easement is private and the remaining access will lead to the proposed pond easement. No substantial property right will be abridged against the will of the property owners or the public by the vacation of this easement. And 66M3B, City of Albuquerque, the City of Albuquerque IDO, there is no net benefit to the public welfare as the vacated portions of the easement clears up the record and frees up these areas for even greater development as needed by the private owners that improves the area for their public patrons. existing private drainage easement. The existing easement was granted as part of the initial management on the original site. There's any additional information?
Thank you, Mr. Webb.
And they're both citing section 66M3A and B for this one, same as the other one, is that this one is just an existing private drainage easement blanket. So each one is noted. The first one is noted number one. This one is noted as number five. This one is existing private access easement number 10. And the existing private ingress and egress easement for the access was granted to benefit the newly created lots. We do not seek to reconsolidate or reaffirm access to the other lots of Coors Pavilion. So this easement will be made redundant with the consolidation of the subject lots, and we would like to vacate it. And they're also citing 66M3A and B. The next one, existing public sewer and water easement, number 13. The existing public sewer and water easement was granted by plat to the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority to reserve a defined space for future sewer and water line improvements along the drive aisle. But with the consolidation of the subject lots, it greatly simplifies how we need to provide water and sewer to our subject lot. So we seek to vacate the easement number 13. Easement will be made redundant with this dedication of easement number 25 for public water and the existing sewer easement 16 right away and existing sewer line in place. The existing sewer line is shown on the Water Authority exhibit in the application. And they're also citing 66M3A and B. Existing private sidewalk easement number 17. Existing private sidewalk easement was granted as a part of the subdivision for our subject lot. With the consolidation of the lots and our finalized site plan imminent, the sidewalk easement is obsolete for the design of the big box store. We now request vacating the easement as a part of our platting action for these properties. And again, citing 66M3A and B. Moving to existing public utility easement number 18. The existing public utility easement was granted by the 2021 subdivision plat to bridge the gap and offer coverage for our subject lots, which will now be consolidated into one. Consolidation of the subject lots greatly simplifies how we need to provide the utilities to each lot, so we can seek vacate easement number 18. The easement is unnecessary with this utility easement 3, 12, and 24 in place to serve our proposed single lot. And they are citing 66 M3A and B again. And existing private sanitary sewer easement number 19. Existing private sanitary sewer easement was granted to benefit lots 8B, is being consolidated with the proposed lot. The consolidation greatly simplifies how we need to provide sewer service to our subject lot. And so we seek to vacate this easement. And citing 66M3A and B, existing private drainage easement number 20. Existing private drainage easement was granted as a part of the initial management of the site drainage after the subdivision plat of 2021. With the consolidation of the lots and changes in our site plan, this easement is no longer needed, and on-site drainage lines leading to the northwest ponding are planned. So we now request vacating it as a part of our platting action for these properties. And citing section 66M3A and B, an existing public water easement number 21. The existing public water easement was granted by plat to the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority to reserve defined space for future water line improvements along the drive aisle to reach lots 9A and 9B. But with the consolidation of the subject lots, it greatly simplifies how we need to provide water and sewer to our subject lot. So we seek to vacate easement number 23. The easement will be made redundant with this dedication of easement number 25 for public water. And they're citing 66M3A and B. And the existing private sanitary sewer easement number 22. Existing private sanitary sewer easement was granted to benefit lot 9C, which is being consolidated with a proposal plat. The consolidation greatly simplifies how we need to provide sewer services to our subject lot. And so we seek vacating the easement. And they again are citing 66M3A and B. And any questions on that?
Oh, not for me.
Hey, sorry, Mr. Nasser. Robert, could you please put, I don't know if you've gotten the conditions of approval yet, but just want to remind you to put those in the chat.
Yep, I got them in there right now.
Okay, thank
There
you.
we go. Thank you, Mr. Webb. Anything else from planning?
No, sir, that is all.
Thank you. Let's go back to the applicants and see, are there any questions from the applicant team?
No, this is Raimal with Cartesian Surveys. We appreciate the long read through of our justifications. I did want to note that we do have an approved HSDXF email, and so that should have been provided yesterday. So just saw that still in the conditions of approval, which I guess it's needed, but that was provided. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for noting that. Mr. Rodenbeck.
This is Jay Rodenbeck, Mr. Herodos. I just want to point out one of the planning conditions of approval isn't a condition. After the HO approval and final sign off, a recorded copy of the plat must be sent to Jay Rodenbeck and Angela Gomez. That's just an FYI comment for the applicant. So the other three were conditions of approval that were provided by Mr. Webb.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Bear with me one second. It's going to take a little bit since we have quite a few application numbers here. So, first of all, thank you everybody for your comments, and thank you to the applicant team for their submittals. This matter is ready for a decision, and I hereby approve PR 2019-002765, VAC 2025-00004-005-006. 007-008-09010-011-012, and 013, which are requests for vacation of public easement. Because the public welfare does not require that the easements be retained, and there is no convincing evidence that any substantial property right is abridged by this vacation. As to minor plat 2025-00009, bear with me just one second. I hereby approve stated planning application with the associated vacations. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. First, the project and application numbers must be added to the plat. Secondly, a copy of the AEGIS approved DXF file must be submitted. And per 66L2D7 of the IDO, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat. Thank you, everybody. That concludes agenda item 6.